I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Laura Branigan's version of How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? Good morning, people. Good morning, people out there. It's well past 5 in the morning. I've been here since 1 a.m. I got a little bit more to go. I'm here till 6. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. And that song back there, I should do it on karaoke sometime. I know I probably can't carry the tune, but I should do it anyhow. I don't know. Seems epic enough. All right, I'm gonna end off this epic show with one more read. Let's dip into the archives, the 95.9 FM archives. And yeah, I'll read you some House of Mystery. Is that what we got here? Some House of Mystery? Yes! The theme of this story is this rock star who prays to Satan. He has the power of Satan, and he comes back from the grave. He died, but he came back to menace and haunt these record label executives. Okay, that's the premise of the story. All right, my past self will read to you House of Mystery number 269, printed June of 1979, and I don't know. You know what? While we get into this, let's listen to the singer out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Her name is Kat Robichard. We'll listen to her, and that will get us out of this show and everything like that. You've been listening to Comic Book Radio Theater here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Yeah, let's just take off and do that. CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
remember the story of the goose that laid golden eggs? Well, it's a moral tale about making money that doesn't only apply to the record industry. Where today's tragic headlines are tomorrow's top dollar. And the geese that don't lay golden eggs? Until after they're slaughtered. After they're slaughtered. After they're slaughtered. This is Radio WDOA. DJ Danny Soul broadcasting my homage to rock star Bruno Cardozo. Bruno was murdered 2 days ago. The fans gather to lay him to final rest while his killer remains at large. The police suspect us of killing Bruno. So what? They'll never get a conviction.
Bruno's taking all the evidence with him, straight to hell.
One of the record promoters places bloody knives in the coffin at the funeral home.
We were smart to kill him, Harry. At last, his records are selling. His records are selling. His records are selling. His records are selling. His records are selling.
The two record promoters are carrying the body of Bruno Cardozo and placing him into the coffin at the funeral home.
We'll put a curse on the tombstone. No one will dare dig him up after all that's happened. After all that's happened. After all that's happened.
Perhaps his killers didn't believe that Bruno was a real warlock. But before you decide, listen to his last album. It's titled Blood on the Groove. Blood on the Groove. Blood on the Groove. The doors of the funeral parlor were opened at sunrise.
A huge crowd of people are walking into the funeral home. The two record promoters are standing off to the side, having a discussion with each other.
Too bad! We gave Danny Soul an advance copy of the new album!
And we get a sales boost coast-to-coast eulogy for our dearly departed clients.
Let me recap Bruno's brief and tragic career. It began a year ago in his private retreat.
Satanic rock music is in! Bruno, we can make you a superstar! If the fans like phony demons, they'll go wild over a real warlock! These phonies. These phonies. These phonies. These phonies. as you call them, know nothing of Satan. My music can teach the truth to the young.
Naturally, it would take a special kind of band to back up one so gifted.
Bruno, this is going to be your band, Touch of Death.
Guys are top-notch professionals. I think you'll like their act.
The first thing Bruno Cardozo sees is one of the bandmates chop off the head of the other bandmate with a huge sword. But it's not as it seems.
You dare insult my music with cheap theatrics like a fake head? A fake head? Fake head? Fake head? Fake head?
Bruno Cardozo grabs one of the record promoters by the throat and starts strangling him.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! You're killing me! The kids, they like to see a lot of action at a concert, but they'll be listening to you! To you! To you! To you! If you want to have a big box office, you have to have a band that has showmanship.
Well, perhaps I could find a use for them.
Find a use for them.
Find a use.
Music is fantastic, but will it sell? It's too frightening.
Life and death are equal phases, open pits where hellfire blazes.
Bruno preferred to record at night under unusual conditions. During the first session, a freak electrical storm raged overhead. And then suddenly, a searing bolt of lightning slashed across the sky and... One of the backup singers of Bruno Cardozo's band is electrocuted and she dies.
My God!
My God! My God! My God! My God!
She's on the floor! She's dead!
Dead! Dead!
Only cowards mourn, the devil rages.
Hey, as your bandmate, shut up, you maniac! Can't you see what's happened? She's dead! She's dead!
She's dead!
She's dead!
She's dead!
She's dead!
Soon after,
that devil worshiper! He killed my girl! I ain't gonna let him kill me! I'm through!
Like the hell you are! You're under contract!
You're under contract! You're under contract! You're under contract! You're under contract.
Her death was a meaningless accident. You're just looking for someone to blame. You're just looking for someone to blame. You're just looking for someone to blame.
Spilled blood had christened Bruno's career. Was it an omen of success or failure?
There's a lineup of people. It's a huge crowd. They wish to go into a concert theater. The record promoters are off on the side discussing with each other.
That girl's death could ruin everything. Too much bad publicity.
Relax! We've spent thousands hyping this concert. It'll be a smash!
Meanwhile, backstage.
Hey, hurry up! We're about to go on stage!
I don't feel like performing tonight. I can't even think. Maybe these pills will help.
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 The audience did not applaud when Bruno Cardozo stepped into the spotlight. Perhaps they were afraid or too much in awe.
Welcome, children of the night, and know to be dead, to be really dead is.
The two bandmates do the sword to the head act routine, but it goes different this time.
No! He wasn't wearing the fake head!
Fake head!
Fake head!
Fake head!
Fake head!
Fake head!
Even though the youngsters in the audience did not completely comprehend what had just happened, they panicked.
Is that real blood on stage? Real blood?
Real blood?
Real blood?
I'm getting out of here! I'm getting out of here!
News of the tragedy spread quickly. Soon everybody in the country knew Bruno's name and knew to avoid him.
The two record promoters are at their office space.
Bruno's bankrupting us! The concert halls are empty, and the people are too frightened to buy his album!
Just then, Bruno Cardozo walks into the record promoter's office.
Gentlemen, I've decided to record a second album. Prepare a studio for me at once. You're insane! I'm canceling your contract!
Bruno Cardozo makes the devil sign with his hands and points it towards one of the record promoters and says,
Neat Fire Group is all I'm gonna.
We'll do what you say!
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 against his promoter's wishes. Bruno recorded the album you are about to hear.
We flash back to a record pressing plant, and also a physician, a doctor, administrating a needle to Bruno Cardozo.
This blood will be mixed with the ink for my album cover. A gesture of faith to strengthen my following.
Bruno should have known that a second concert tour would be futile. But could he not have known that it would also be fatal?
Bruno Cardozo is on stage. He's performing in a nearly empty concert hall.
The sea and the rocks are dumb, they said. There will be no reckoning with the dead.
These two hooded figures walk up behind him.
Then die, warlock, and die, warlock, and die, warlock, and
these two hooded figures stab Bruno Cardozo in the back with daggers.
Wow! What a stage act!
I have yet to hear this record myself. Think of Bruno and remember as I play. Blood on the groove. Blood on the groove. Blood
on the groove. An open grave will speak the truth.
We have these pallbearers carrying out a coffin, which Bruno Cardozo is in. They are taking it to the funeral hearse. The two record promoters are off on the side talking to each other.
Only one thing outsells satanic rock stars: dead rock stars!
Dead rock stars!
Dead rock stars!
Dead rock stars!
Music from the radio is playing. It's one of Bruno Cardozo's songs.
My demon friend, should listen well. I've two new souls for them in hell. Men who used and took my life, disguised their deed and hid the knife.
The two men in the funeral hearse driving that car hear the song and react to it.
Took his life! Took his life! Is that Daddy Soul's idea of a joke? Harry! This cut! It's not on the record, but that's Cardozo's voice!
That's Cardozo's voice!
In the box that holds my flesh, my shroud now veils the evidence.
You're crazy! Let go of the steering wheel! We're going out of control!
No! Listen! Bruno's telling us who killed him!
Bruno's telling us who killed him!
The funeral hearse goes out of control and off the highway, smashing off and going down a cliff. The ambulance and the police come to the scene to look at the car crash.
See if anybody's hurt.
That fool driver! He'll ruin me!
On empty stage, my blood was spilled. Deaver and Marlowe shared my guilt.
Down at the end of the cliff is the body of Bruno Cardozo. He is flung out of his coffin. Also flung out of his coffin are two bloody dagger knives. The police are looking over the evidence.
They say once a musician signs a recording contract, his soul belongs to the company. Perhaps that's why the two promoters had so much trouble with Bruno. Every warlock has already sold his soul to a much more powerful, if lower, authority.
The end. You have been listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. You have just listened to a reading of, what do we got here? The House of Mystery, number 269. June, the year 1979.
One, two, three, four. Let me out, come and rip me out, 'cause I've been stuck in for too long. Let me out, out, come and get me out, baby, baby, be where I belong. The time is right for stepping on the light.
an indie punk rock classic there by Joy Division. And also a little bit back there from the British Isles, the Kinks and Hawkwind. All right. I've come to the end of this show. Comic book, radio, theater. There's no need for that background music. No need. Okay, fine, have it. Okay. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. I'm usually here 1 a.m. to 6 in the morning, reading your comic books and listening to music. That's how the show goes. And the show, right now, must go away and come back for another time. That should happen. I will do my best to make that happen. All right, you do your best to come on back and listen to some more. And you know what? Just keep listening to CKUW all the time. It changes all the time. If that jives with you, you like change, different atmospheres happening all the time. This is the station for you, CKUW 95.9 FM. All right, as I'm getting out of here, you know what? Let's check out this new band. Once again, we'll go out to Seattle, Washington. They're called Heavy Bloom. Heavy Bloom's their name. That's what we'll do. And, yeah, I got a bunch of new music just sent to me for free. For free. You do a radio show long enough on college radio, you'll find some new music coming at you. So, yeah, if you ever want to do your own CKUW radio show, there are advantages to it. A lot of new music gets sent to you eventually. Record labels and bands and singers and all sorts of people in the music business will find out about you, and you get a lot of free music. All right, I want to share some of that free music with you. Yeah, as we gain out of here, Heavy Bloom's their name. This show was Comic Radio Theater. All right, I'll be back for more next week. Hopefully we meet up again and have some fun. All right. Keep having fun listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
this is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Never too late, no.
Starring Miko's theme from Star Wars lifts off with Paul Nicholas. Little River Band, Babies, Ellen O'Day, Kiss, and Fantastic Firepaul.
Just remember I love you.
Galactic Force from Foreigner. The Flagship of the Galaxy, K-Tel. Power.
Escape from